and depression for LavarBoyd, LavarBoyd. Date of birth is 5/12/1983. Date of accident is 2/13/2024. And date of service is 10/22/2025. The patient is referred from Dr. Reddin's office for a pain evaluation. The referral came, but no office records came through, and we are trying our best to get the medical records for this patient for the last few visits, as well as the MRI findings, MRI reports. We did call Northland Radiology, but the office was closed today. And the patient has been complaining of severe pain to the tune of 9 in the lower back and knees, both knees, to the tune of 9, and pain in the left upper back to the tune of 9. The pain has been radiating to the posterior part of the both buttocks and both legs up to the knee only, and some pain is reported in both the elbows to the tune of 5 or 6. Patient was involved in an automobile accident. In a head-on collision on the driver's side while he was traveling as a driver on 2/13/2024. The impact had caused him headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, and anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, sudden anesthesia, numbness, tingling, difficulty walking. His pains are continuing today, and patient reports his pain are 5 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6. Oh, sorry, ADLs are affected 8. 50% relief is reported by the patient with the current treatment, including physical therapy and medications. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 137 over 92, pulse 86, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visits, which is dated 10/2/2025. The patient number is 1004-014. The patient is referred to Dr. Mustafa for chiropractic treatment, evaluation, and treatment, acupuncture. He's also referred to a Divine Institute of Therapy for laser treatment to begin, along with a fresh evaluation. His physical therapy will focus on the both knees, both elbows, lower back area, two times a week with traction massage, laser, acupuncture. He remains disabled for work, also for placement and transportation. His maps have been reviewed, and labs have been reviewed, and he's found to be in compliance. The patient was experiencing severe pain after the discontinuation of the spinal cord device that came out, and he had to be hospitalized for removal. And he was a patient of Dr. Louis Redden, who is a spine specialist, spine surgeon. And the patient has been undergoing severe pain at this time. He's provided with Percocet 7.5 every 12 hours for 15 days. 30 tablets are provided. We have called Northern Radiology, where his MRIs supposedly were done and have not been. The office was closed today, and we could not get the records. And the record release was sent before. Similarly, Dr. Redden's office was contacted, and we have resent the record release. They also failed to send any records of this patient. Incidentally, we believe that he is undergoing treatments, and his MAP report and everything was considered was justifiable. So we have provided him pain relief for the time being, and he'll be seen in 15 days. We believe that all the records will be there at that time, together, so we can make a better choice for his treatment plan. Thank you.